7 Vavamadalov and Rashi on the Mishnah. We're holding on the Rashi Shum Bimono Vishabamona Enlo Elamona. So we said before that if the people when they would come to estimate the Shamoyim, the people that they would, because of the Simchas Chosen and the Kala and the excitement, the Mimachaber Obala, so the cover of the Kala and the Chaber Obala, they would overestimate valuable items. So if the Shuma that they made was 1,000, we would write down 800 in the Ksuba. Now let's say, however, Shumamana Bashabamana Endo Elamana Hichnisa Shum La Kabula Bashtar Aksuba Bamana Hushabamana Bashuk Holodam. So if we're saying that normally we have to subtract a fifth, so this situation, let him argue. If I'm writing down 100 in the Ksuba, you need to bring in things which people will estimate at 125. When they call it 125, we're going to write down 100. So it also should be the opposite. When you write down 100, you have to bring in things which people are calling 125. But for whatever reason, these people are calling it 100, and they wrote down 100 in the Ksuba, so you can't ask for more. Eilal Amr Tanuli Oid Chamishi Soi. Sheomer b'lifchais chaimish, you have to add another fifth because they said you subtract a fifth from the shum. So who did I have a right to get another fifth on the shum on the mount in the ksuva? No, why don't we say that sheomer l'fishul nemer durim halol the other b'shum sheshemu b'beis chasanim v'anasuim. When they make it there by the simcha, the simcha of the chasna, they overrate it. Okay. So, but over here, if this is the shuma which we get in the regular shuk, that he has no rights to demands a larger, a greater amount. Rashi says now, okay, so now we had by the Mishnah, by money, you add a third. So now that we're not subtracting, maybe we're supposed to add. Rashi says no. Money, which you can immediately invest, that you add a fifth. Shuma mana. Either said a shloshim of echad sell the dinner. Shum shum a kabel b'mana shum alo ksev mana b'ksuva. If they actually write a mana in the ksuva, which is 100 zuz, which is 25 sloyim. Okay, so he has a right to get property which by the chasna, the shamoyim by the chasna, because of the fact that they overrate things, would overrate that amount as 31 sloyim and a quarter. So lach is v'hi tachlis l'chash shum shamana. So they already wrote the ksuba and they put the ksuba at 100. So sheshuma oisa bebeis shachasna. So bebeis chasas, which they tend to overrate things, they have to overrate a shloshim echad sela b'dinner to have mana b'chaimshay. That would be the proper amount that we have to bring in of that type of shuma of chasnas to fairly obligate him in the written amount of the ksuba of 100. With all the mayas, shum shekuba yikabel love liktoy arba mayas. If they write 400 in the ksuba, see, you know, said it's chomesh mayas if yishumas hando edim sham. She has to bring in property which the people of the chasna, which again they tend to overrate, will rate that amount. At 500, that's the amount which is honestly in the ksuba 400. Since they already wrote in the ksuba 400, she has to bring in that amount of property. Kshechosin Poisik. So that's the case where you wrote in the Ksuba a number, and now we're saying, okay, bring in property to that value. We say, well, bring in property which the people by the chasda, which tend to overrate, will bring it, will value that the property and more than the amount written in the Ksuba. Let's say, however, Kshechosin Poisik, Im Shamu Heim Tchila. If the story was that first they did the Shuma, then you write in the Ksuba minus a fifth. If they wrote the Ksuba first, then you bring in property adding a fifth. And that's true whether it's a small amount, 1 mana's worth, or whether it's a large amount of four mana's worth. The same thing. Okay. Tarabonon. So the first case of the Mishnah was dealing with the issue of a person committing to give a certain amount to a son-in-law, and then after Erisin, the son-in-law dies, and now the Yavam is demanding the promised Nadunya. So he has right to say, I never promised it to you. I promised it to your brother, who's no longer alive. I have no chiyuv to give you that. It's obviously true if the first one wants a talmud chacham, the second one is an amoritz. The person is right to say, I committed this type of in the dunya to a person who was a talmud chacham, but you're an amoritz, so I have no such commitments. But not only that, ela afilu rishon amoritz v'sheni talmud chacham. Still, yachol omer. He has a right to say that. He never committed to this person at all.
So what happens if she becomes mana from after the Nisuin? Does he still get the second brother, the Yavam? Does he get the Nichzei Tzombarzel automatically?
Once they've been brought into the marriage, he gets them, right?
But Ben said that would happen if he does Yibum. Does he automatically get the Nichzei Tzombarzel from the first brother?
Right.
Okay.
Like that's part of the of Yerusha's Yavam. The Yavam is Yerusha's brother. So he's Yerusha's property of the brother. This is about that was what we had with in Yavam.
Right.
We deal with that as, you know, is the husband's property to some extent. She has a chayv moment on him, but the property belongs to him. Okay. Poskel achnitzel elof dinner. So, who poskel kinnat the chamesh esrei mona? Kinnat the shum. Then it says by shum, you go down. Then it says the case of 1 mana in the case of arba mezuz, 4 mana. So we're saying ratio. Tani shuna raba, tani shuma zuta, tani shuma didei, tani shuma didah. So the Mishnah goes through all the cases. Agrashi, tani shuna shuma raba. The pachas chemish. There's a lach that you go down a chemish. It says the tani kenegad shum, the koi I elef dinner. So we have. If you'd have a shum of 1,000, if they made up to bring in money of 1,000, you write down 1,500. If they made up to bring in a shuma of 1,000, you write down pachas chaimish, you write down 800. That's the shuma rabba. Okay. If it's only shuma zuta, shuma mana, he knows that a shloshim echad sell of a dinner. So, in a case where the shuma was just 1 mana, so we put in 125 zuz. Or she has to bring in 125 zuz, better. But the loy tema, so why in both cases? Shuma rabba, hu d'derek ha-shamoyim l'haloysa al-shavyav. I would think when it's a very large amount, they tend to start exaggerating, you know, but, you know, l'chavo bala, something which is worth 800, they call 1,000. Chava Balas is something which is worth a dollar. They call it $1.25. It doesn't have the same type of impact anyway. So maybe they don't always inflate it. No, they do that too.
What?
Okay, so just say case of Shumazuta. The Kabbalah Chava Shumarab. We might argue all the way around that she's just bringing it 100. You want to inflate it to some extent, that it looks very little, so you try and inflate it as much as you can. Whereas 800 already, like, you know, 800 is a lot of money. You don't need to inflate it to 1,000. So we need to say both cases. That the nature, that both of these, there's a tendency to inflate them. What's your question, Svi? I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such word. That word doesn't exist over here in the sukkah. Tani shuman di day, tani shuman di da, shuman di da, b'shamas shuman di day. Heichad the tani chos and poisik. So that's a re shuman di day, because she hechnisa kada mashum. So it's already she's brought in the items, and now we need to write down what amount he should write down in the ksuba. That's called shuman di day, because she hechnisa kada mashum. Who shomer some behe meyus. Even if the chassan does the shuma, he has a right to that lesser amount in the ksuba, because he also tends to inflate it just like everybody else does. Shuma di doahecha d'ktani hino senes shukasav ksuba kredim shabo hashum. So the case was that already the ksuba is first, and now she's bringing in the property. Before we've done the actual shum, of what he wrote in the ksuva, actually he may be also. She's now bringing it. They're estimating the amount. So we said that they have to estimate. We don't say, listen, once he already wrote 100. And they're bringing in a property connected to 100, so they'll do an actual shum already. Vishlama, when they estimated first, so they inflated. You know, that's just the nature of the. And then we write down a lesser amount. They already wrote down the amount she has to bring in. So fine, so don't inflate anything. There's no mile of inflating anything anymore. No, partially he can be tevei that they amount of property which they will inflate. Okay. Now, b'chazim poysik the tani trezimni chad the shuma rabba b'chad the shuma zuta. So, we have the last phrase of the Mishnah. B'chazim poysik posuk chaymish. And Rina said who posuk chaymish? She said it twice. That's the shuma rabba and shuma zuta of where the chazim writes the amount first. So, no. Where they do the shumer first, and then the chosin writes afterwards. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah really continues the previous Mishnah, going back to the case of money. So, Paschal Achlis like Sofim. So if they made up with for money that she's bringing money, slaw nasa shisha the norm. A seller that she brings in is he has to write down the ksuba. A seller is for the norm. She has to write a half more, a third total of the total. Shisha the norm. Okay, so the more is going to say. So we already said this. If they bring in money, elephant, she has to write 1,500. So again, so the answer is smaller amounts and larger amounts. Okay, a chasam a kabel of asar dinorim lekupa. That So of every when she brings in perfumes, she brings in her besomim that she brings in for so he has to write when she brings it into the marriage. So he has the chiyuv before to provide those items for her. So they go into the Shuma, they go into the Nisus and Barzel, and he has to write down for every kupa that she brings in, and become of a sar dinorim lekupa lechomano mana. So if she brings in a mana's worth of psamim, so he writes down. That he has a chiyuv now to provide her keneged that a sar dinorim for the going into the future. So this now becomes one of his obligations to of provisions for the wife, that if she brings in that, she has to he has to then provide for that going into the future. He has to commit to bring to pay a sar dinorim for that. Now, the Gemara is going to grapple with over what period of time. So she brings in to start with, and he has to continue to provide. If she shows that she's a woman who has a great need, she brings a larger amount, so he has to provide more of that. He has to bring in, commit to a sar dinorim per day, per week, per month, per year, per Shemitah. So we need a time frame. And Shemuel says, no, it's totally just what the standard that the men provide for their wives. So she brings in money, slo nasa. Every cell that she brings in, we write it up as 6 dinarim. Litha vishtar, ksuba, shisha dinner. Her cell is changed into 6 dinner. Yesh lish kizan liel. Like we had a third, like we said before. Gemara farish ha'sulam ali. Why are we repeating ourselves? The kupa. The Gemara farish yitin lo asar zuz the chol mana umana shimavi'alai. So for every mana, I'm sorry, every mana that she brings in of money, he is mechuyev to give her a zuz, 10 zuz worth to buy besamim, etc. He buys the different ingredients she uses for women's beauty needs. A woman who brings in that level of money into the proper into the marriage, so she deserves to get that amount of besamim. So the Mishnah doesn't tell me over what time frame. So the greater the dunya is going to cost the money. Okay. Zakt the Gemara. Hainu Paisa Kenegdam. Chomesh Chamisha Asimona. We already said if you bring in 1,000 dinarim, 1,000 zuzim, he has to write in 1,500. You add a shlish. So we're saying in one seller, he has to write a third more also. Satana iska rabba, matana iska zuta. We have money is called iska because you do business with it. We're talking about if she brings in money for a large iska or for a small iska. Mitzricha. Ditana iska rabba. So the money begets money. So large amounts of money beget large amounts of money. So we understand that the profit that you make on an investment of 1,000 is 1,500. Abel iskazuta, the zuta revocha, emaloi, but a seller to turn a seller around to a seller and a half, that's not necessarily guaranteed. Tzricha. So that's why we need the case of iskazuta. So just say iskazuta. We should win an iskazuta. The zuta is the yuna. So if it's a large iska has a large amount of, you know, investments come with commitments and expenses, but iska zuta, there's not too much overhead that you're going to have to deal with. So the needs of the support elements that the man's going to have to put in to invest these large amounts of money maybe should subtract from the profits. So tzricha. Iska is ksofim. It's like Rashi. Ksofim kar iska. Money is referred to as iska. Shem oimdim lihistakir behem, lihisasik behem tamin. The purpose of bringing them in was that he would make money with them. So he said the case of Iskar Rabba, which 1,000 becomes 1,500. Iskazuta slaw nasa shisha dinner. Ziyuna is yitzia vachrayas, the expenses and the pressure of the responsibility of large amounts of money. Okay. Achosim akabalah basara dinner lakupa. My kupa, Amar Ravashi kupa shabsamim. He has to give her the kupa b'samim. Mamar Ravashi l'nemer d'varim halalu ela b'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they used to use these type of b'samim, and therefore there's such a commitment. Okay. Bor Ravashi b'mona hanishum or b'mona hamiskabel. Now we're saying that for every mona that she brings in of value into the marriage, he commits to a certain amount of b'samim to provide for her. So when we say mona, do we mean, we saw before that there's two mona. There's the mona that you write in the ksuva, and there's the mona that the people do the shuma when she brings in the property. And the difference is really a fifth. So when we refer to mona, do we refer to mona hanishum or mona hamiskabel? Okay. So that's one question, which you need to clarify. Okay, then the second question which I have in terms of Ramona Hamiskabel, that the amount of the writing, the actual going to write up in the ksuva, so the shuma is for Ramona, if she brings in shuma of 125, he writes down 125 zoos, he writes down in the ksuva Ramona. Okay. So my next question is Yom Rishon O Kol Yom B'Yom. Is this an ongoing thing or not? In terms of Kol Yom B'Yom, Shabbos Rishon O Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, does it mean this? We do it continuously for a short period of time, or it's every week. Take. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, my sibavita shal Nachim ben Gurion. So when she got married, she brought in a tremendous nadin, what Demora is going to talk about. And shapasa chachamim arba meis zehuvim lekupa shabsamim lebabayim. So, based on the shuma that she brought into the marriage, he was mechuyev to provide for her 400 zehuvim. So, we've been talking about we said it here is it's a sar dinar, so that's 10 zoos. A zehuv is 25 dinarim. So this is a sar dinarim for every single mona. So this is going to be 25 dinarim, 2.5 times 400 is the amount more, the amount of the nan that she brought in, and that he was b'chuyev to provide for her this amount of samim. L'babayim, for per day. Okay. Amar lehem, so the chachamim, she said to the chachamim, kach tifsifu liv nusechem, You should be zeichet they have such amounts of money for your daughters as well, and that they should be able to bring in such type of commitments. What you do with 400 zehuvim of psamim, I have no idea, but that was the commitment. Zakrashi. Yerushalayim, or Yonogas, Liskashet, Bipsamim. So they would use these psamim for tashitim, for makeup. B'mana nisham b'mana miskabel. Hai l'chol mana mana dekamer. We say per mana. What do we mean? V'cheshman ashuma kamer, v'cheshman shuv mekabel and lov. Da'anu pachos chaymish. Do we mean based on what's written in the ksuba, or the amount that they do the shuma? Which mana are we referring to? Shabbos v'shanu b'chol zakrashi. Any day liyashiv seder b'yos halalu. I'm not really clear exactly what the flow of these questions are. But here be'enai. Shekein Sidron. The correct order is the following. Yom Rishon or you call Yom V'Yom. Is it a one-time thing or is it every day? If there's Lomar, you call Yom V'Yom. Shabbos Rishon or you call Shabbos V'Shabbos. Then we call Shabbos V'Shabbos. Chodesh Rishon or you call Chodesh V'Chodesh. Then we call Chodesh V'Chodesh. Rishon Rishon or you call Shana V'Shana. So we have, like Yerushan or Gemara, apparently Rashi did not have Rashi set up the language the way we have it. Now, Tosfos here deals with the question, so if you're going to say it's every single day plus every single week plus every single month plus every single year, I mean, he's giving out phenomenal sums of money, way beyond what he received. He received a mana, which is 100 zuz. He's laying out 10 zuz per day, right? So that's in 1 year, he's laying out 350 zuz, in which is 3.5 times the amount that she brought in, right? And then they were saying this continues year to year, like, so what does it mean? Tosfos says over here, Tosfos liyom rishon liyachol yom v'yom. So Tosfos learned like this, that the Mishnah is giving us the total amount that he has to give. The question, does he give it at one time, or does he spread it out over a period of time? So if he gives it at one time, so she extends it as long as possible, so we rely on her to extend it as long as possible, and then eventually where it runs out, and he provides her whatever is considered the normal amount to provide. Or no, he doesn't. We can't rely on her to spread it out over a longer period of time, and therefore the husband has a right to dispense it slowly and give her small amounts, thereby extending it to a longer period of time. Elavadi Nirtoises, Milotoises, the Aser did a Yitin law, the Chol Mona. That's the amount he's mechuyav to give, not more than that. Do we give the whole amount at the beginning? So she uses it as long as possible. There's no set amount. And we would give it according to her status. He gives it each day. He dispenses that amount. So A, he doesn't have to lay out full amount of money at one time. And B, he has more control over how it's being used. Okay. Fine. So the more brings the full story over here, what happened in the future of the story, the daughter of Natim and Shalgir Ben Gurion. Tana Rabbanan. So this is after the Churban Abayis, and Reuchem ben Zakkai is the leader of Klal Yisrael. He was riding. The Tamidim were walking with him. So he saw a young woman who was gathering out the Sarim, which had not been digested from the glolim of the animals. She was picking out that she'd wash it off, and that she'd make food out of that, and that was her food. So she saw Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So she wrapped herself up as best as possible to present herself to the God of the door. Welcome to the fun of Amrloi Rebbe Parnaseni. Please give me something. I have needs. Amrloi Biti Miat. Who are you? Amrloi Bas Natima Ben Gurion Ani. So I'm the daughter of Natima Ben Gurion. Amrloi Biti Mamam Shal Beis Avich. Heichon Holach. What happened to all your money? I mean, we've been talking about phenomenal sums of money. Amrloi Rebbe. She said to him, Rebbe, isn't there a Moshe B'Yerushalayim? Melach Mammon is Chosser, V'Amr Lo Chesed. So the way that you preserve money, salt preserves. So the way that you preserve money is by spending it for tzedakah. Okay. So they didn't do that. The Mor is going to challenge that later on. To the extent that they should have, and therefore the money was not preserved. So money comes, money goes. She married into a rich family as well. When money gets mixed with money which has to be destroyed, gets mixed with money which doesn't have to be destroyed, it takes the whole thing down. Amrle Rebbe, she said to him, Zecharata, do you remember Kishachasamta al Ksuvasi? When you signed my Ksuva, Amrle had the Tamidim, so he turned to the Tamidim and said, Zecharani Kishachasamta al Ksuvasa. She said, I remember when I signed on her Ksuva. The Yisi Karaba wrote in the Ksuva, Elef alofim dinori zahav bebeis abia chutz mishal chamiya. Okay, so it was 1,000 times 1,000, which is 1,000,000 dinori zahav. But remember, dinori zahav is 25 dinori kasev, 25 zuz. Right, so this is 25,000,000 zuzim was the amount of the ksuba that she brought from her beis abia. Besides the amount that Kenega that they committed the Tosefes Ksuba of the Chamiya. So Tosefes asks, if you do your math, then he owes her a lot more than, going back to the case before, he owes her a lot more than Arbameus Zehuvim for Kubal Shal Psalmim. So says, yeah, the point is that Chama said that, you know, at some point it becomes the numbers become ridiculous. So they're only mechayev for that amount. Okay, there was no need for more than that.
Only mechayev for what?
Only mechayev the husband, 400 meus zehuvim for kubas shel psalmim. My mathematicians can do the math. What it should have been. Bachar Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai b'amar Ashrechem Yisrael. Klaisel is fortunate. How are they fortunate? Mizman she'osim etzenu shel makom ein kumum ve'loshen shletes b'hem. They're lowered down to the lowest of the low. Not only the lowest of the low, they become dependent on the animals of the lowest nation of these Bedouin tribes. They don't even have homes. This is the animals of the Bedouin tribes. That's what they become dependent on. That's Klal Yisrael. Doesn't have a natural source. Either they're not dependent. They don't have no needs in the world. Everything's taken care of. And when they don't deserve, they're the lowest of the low. And Morris says, "Vatina Megurian loy obit stalka." So you're saying that he didn't fulfill his obligations of Melach Mammon Chaser? That's not true. But Tanya, Amar Laval Natima Megurian Kshaya Yotzei Mibeis Lebeis Medrash. So when he would walk from his house to the yeshiva, clay milas soyimetzian tachtov. They put down silk cloth. A boy manim of a kaplan son meacharov. And then he would let the Neim keep it afterwards. So they would take it, and each would take a piece, and they could go sell it, and they could use it. So he gave Staka. Some more answers. One answer is he did not do it. His goal was not to take care of the Neim, his goal was to take care of the priest's covet. Okay. He did stalk it, but not according to his abilities. Like there's a saying that people say, you make the load for the camel according to the strength of the camel. The stronger the camel, the more you put load you put on him. Okay. Tanya, Amr Rebbe, Elazar Rebbe Tzadik, Erev Ben Nechama. So Erev Ben Nechama is a form of like a shvua. I should need to be consoled if this is not what I'm saying is not true. In Lo Risiya Shoyisim Laketes Sarim Ibein Tlofe Susim Be'akoy. Okay. So I met her in the city of Akko, looking from the picking out the. So the animals, as they step, things get caught in their hooves. So she was picking out from the hooves these pieces of sarim. Kerosi alea mikra zeh. Okay. It says, imo seidi loch hayafo ben hashim. So if Klai Yisrael doesn't become the miyuda b'kadosh baruch hu, they don't become the close one to b'kadosh baruch hu. To keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. So Klaisel is referred to the Yafa ben Hashim. Tziloch b'kvei atzoin. You're going to have to go after the, see where the sheep are stepping. So we darshan not al tikr g'di yosayich, which the pasuk is referring to, you're going to pasture your young animals, but rather el gavio isayich, you're going to have to pasture. You're going to have to take care of your bodies in the kviat zayin, in the place where the animals step. You're going to look in the kviat zayin. That's what you're going to look for to find your take care of the needs of your body.
Is that an unusual usage of via? The gavio doesn't usually refer to a living body.
What body?
Gavia does not usually refer to a living body.
It's a living body, our living body. It says each member of Klaisa will have to take care of their gavia, of their body, by looking amongst where the sheep step.
Right. But is that an unusual usage? Does gavia usually refer to a corpse?
I don't think so.
Basically, Yosef, it's was living, right? And they were asking for their lives. Now, it was awesome.
They used to be in one of the same.
The Haftarah from the Cheskel talks about the Malachim as Gvir Sehem. Their bodies. Zekrashi. Shapostel Chachamim Shemais Bala Ubos the Bezdin Lisaklo Tzrocha Tzrochem in the Chosam. So they came and calculated how much she's supposed to get. The Baba Yom Tzrochem Echad. For one day, they gave her that amount. Lokadein Masin Masala Velakach Hayim Moshlim Moshe Yishlaim. Wasn't there a Moshe that they gave him Yishlaim? Melech Mammon is Chaser. Her right to Limloach Mammonai. Person wants to preserve his money. Tarma Ligram Loi, she's Kayim. Find a way that it should maintain the money. Yechasreno Litzaka Tomid. Chasreno Zeke Yumai. By being a Mechaser, that's what's going to maintain it. Vamelo Chesed, not Chaser, but Chesed. Yasimel Chesed. The same idea. Therefore, the money was gone. The fishing is Arabic. They mixed together the money and destroyed everything. So the amount that they gave was they wrote in the Ksuba for the dunya was besides what the chosin gave. Avim is kari umas shreila sheshech the oilim heim b'midbar. It's referring to Bedouin tribes. They don't really have homes. They would put these klimilas that he would walk on. So you load the gomel according to his strength. You're going to have to take care of your needs there in the Ikvei Atzoyin, physically in the Ikvei Atzoyin. Okay.